Welcome to My Heart Songs podcast number 247. Spare me the big A. I sometimes grow weary of my dance with what I call the big C, my lymphoma. Even though things are mostly humming along at this point, I'm still here, not in pain, and able to do most of the things in life that I find enjoyable. I have little direct experience with the big A, Alzheimer's, a couple of acquaintances, and I've watched a number of close friends fall into that undesirable rabbit hole with their parents. My maternal grandfather had some age-related memory loss in his late 80s and 90s, but never severe enough to be labeled dementia. Otherwise, no family history, for which I'm grateful. Dementia involves the loss of cognitive functioning and abilities to an extent where it interferes with the normal activities of daily living. Normal loss of memory as the brain changes with age might involve making a bad decision or forgetting to pay a bill, searching for a word in a conversation, losing a common item like glasses, keys, or cell phone, not remembering someone's name, finding it challenging to drive to a new location, or even forgetting what day it is. Dementia, on the other hand, is much more extreme, with consistently poor decisions, struggling to stay with a conversation, inability to manage finances, frequently misplacing things, forgetting names of family or close friends, and not knowing what season it is. Both can create mood changes, but again, those are much more intense with dementia, including confusion, irritability, paranoia, and delusions. Aging for some is not gradual, but more like plunging off of a cliff, steep, sudden, and disastrous. It's also crucial to understand that memory loss can occur with a number of medical conditions, such as heart disease, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, thyroid issues, heavy metal toxicity, and B vitamin deficiencies. And polypharmacy plays an important role. Always look first at side effects of current or newly added medications. Parkinson's, Huntington's, and HIV can also contribute to secondary dementia. Dementia is an umbrella term that describes different brain diseases and their symptoms, which include not only memory loss, but personality changes, impaired judgment, and inability to perform daily activities due to issues with problem solving and language. Alzheimer's is a specific form of brain disease that accounts for 60 to 80% of dementia cases. Lewy body, frontotemporal, and vascular are three other well-defined major types of primary dementia. The guesstimate is that currently about 55 million people worldwide have dementia, and by 2050, that number is expected to be 2.5 times higher. This represents an enormous emotional and financial toll for society and those directly caring for such individuals. If you like neat and order is your drug of choice, then being afflicted with or caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's is definitely not your cup of tea. Amyloid plaques and beta tangles distinguish Alzheimer's in terms of brain pathology. A study last year looked at some serum biomarkers in 192 women in their 50s and their relationship to cognitive function. Midlife serum Alzheimer's disease biomarkers are associated with accelerated cognitive decline, though further studies are needed before a true blood screening tool can be created. An experimental handheld wireless device using a graphene field effect transistor sensor detected Alzheimer's and Parkinson's amyloid, beta, tau, and alpha synuclein. May not be long before, a la Star Trek, a simple skin scan will indicate early stages of these diseases, enabling early modification of risk factors or treatment, hopefully avoiding progressive neurodegeneration. Folks with symptomatic Alzheimer's have different gut microbiomes than those with no cognitive issues, and the hope is that one day health professionals might test a stool sample to see if microbiome indicators correlate with greater early risk of Alzheimer's. The UK Biobank Dementia Risk Score is a 14-year risk score developed to identify people from age 50 onward at risk for all-cause dementia. The score consists of 11 predictive variables: parental history of dementia, age, education, material deprivation, history of diabetes, stroke, depression, hypertension, high cholesterol, household occupancy, living alone, and sex. The search continues for better predictive models in order to identify early increased risk for dementia, with the hopes of again changing any factors that can be modified. Besides the never-ending search for a magic tau-cleansing pharmaceutical, studies published at the end of 2023 suggest it is feasible and safe to induce 40 Hertz brain activity in Alzheimer's disease patients through a range of 40 Hertz multisensory and non-invasive electrical or magnetic stimulation methods. Such stimulation via gamma oscillations has been shown to yield beneficial effects on brain and cognitive function and disease pathology. While the exact mechanism remains unknown at this point, it's speculated that gamma stim improves vascular and lymphatic response, synaptic plasticity, and microglial immune function. The net effect is a reduction in amyloid and tau pathology, DNA damage, and promotion of synaptic remodeling. Finally, I kid you not, in the good news, someday we will beat this category. Viagra users were 69% less likely to develop Alzheimer's, and the drug may eventually be repurposed for treatment. Researchers examined 1,600 FDA-approved drugs that might be effective in treating Alzheimer's disease, zeroing in on drugs that targeted both amyloid and tau. As the investigators narrowed the list of candidates, they looked for drugs with ideal brain penetration, positive in vivo findings in Alzheimer's mouse models, and sufficient patient data. Viagra increased neurite growth and decreased p-tau-181 expression and may be associated with increased neurogenesis and decreased inflammation. But more research is needed. Many positive developments on the horizon. Unfortunately, not soon enough for those currently struggling with this disorder. Thanks, as always, for listening.